When you read the writing of Stephen Bates, a reporter at the Guardian newspaper, it would be easy to think that he was a war correspondent. He writes about nasty, bitter feuds, threats of violence, hatred. He almost sounds shell-shocked, saying he's seen too much, too close. But Bates wasn't reporting from Baghdad. He was, until recently, the religion correspondent for the Guardian newspaper. In September, he announced he was moving on. As he put it, "For the good of my soul, I need to do something else." Stephen Bates joins us by phone. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Robert.
So let's go back to a more innocent time 7 years ago before you became a religion reporter. What did you think it was going to be like?
Well, I thought it was going to be a rather quiet job, actually. I thought the religious people more or less agreed with each other these days. They were all pretty ecumenical and thought the best of each other and of the world outside. And I certainly soon learned that that wasn't quite the case.
Now, you were actually raised religious yourself.
Yes, I'm a Catholic by birth and upbringing. Yes, that's right.
So you were a religion correspondent for 7 years, finally fed up. What pushed you over the edge?
There were partly professional reasons. Of course, there were. I thought I'd done the job for long enough, but certainly what pushed me towards deciding on doing something else with my life was the feeling that the whole religious debate, particularly in both the Catholic and the Anglican communions, was so vicious and nasty that I really wanted to go and do something else. I thought I'd seen too many nasty things going on, particularly in the Anglican communion, which, as you know, is driving itself apart over homosexuality, and too many people behaving in a very secular political manner, very mendacious and very hypocritical.
Well, what do you mean by nasty? How did things get nasty?
They've certainly been pretty threatening. You only have to look at the blogs these days to see people saying things like, "I wouldn't waste a bullet on the presiding bishop of the U.S. Episcopal Church, Catherine Jefferts Shorey." They send excrement to each other in the post. They accuse each other of not being Christians. And they behave in a thoroughly nasty and objectionable way, in my opinion.
Now, as a reporter for The Guardian, were you sort of tasked to be skeptical about religion, to mock it in some way, or were you supposed to have sort of a believer's point of view of it?
Not at all. Neither of those, in fact. The Guardian reports religious affairs as it reports other issues across the world and across subject matters. We don't give religion any special preference or special consideration. It has to fight its way into the paper as any other story does on merit.
But as personally, as someone who is religious, could you be a skeptical journalist and still keep that faith?
Yes, I think you can. I think you can separate the two reasonably well. It certainly ultimately was not the case with me because I felt I saw too many nasty things going on too close up, and I decided I wanted to change. And actually seeing the way people behave towards each other made me feel that it was time for a change. My wife, who is a keen and devoted Anglican evangelical, always says about these guys, certainly the anti-gay lobby within the evangelical community of the Anglican communion, the trouble with these guys is, she says, they don't read the Bible because they don't know anything about love. And I tend to agree with that.
Was this nastiness ever turned against you, people writing in to the paper?
Oh, I got the odd nasty email. But, you know, you get used to that and you deal with it.
What will you cover now that you're not covering religion?
I'm writing about other things. It was quite interesting. Your news bulletin just had a little item about the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. Well, I've just come back from that ceremony at Westminster Abbey. Funnily enough, another religious, quasi-religious story, and I should be writing that up this afternoon.
Well, you know, covering the monarchy takes a sort of different kind of faith. Do you think after 7 or 8 years of that, you'll be calling for the abolition of the monarch?
Well, no, I don't think so somehow. I think she does a pretty good job. She is getting on a bit, though, so it is going to be an interesting time as we come towards the succession and what should happen next. She's been queen for so long here that most people can't remember a time when she wasn't queen. she ascended to the throne in 1952, and her prime minister would have been, her current prime minister, Gordon Brown, would have been one in those days. The Archbishop of Canterbury was only about two. So, you know, even very senior people in the country these days can't remember a time when the Queen wasn't the Queen. And maybe when she finally goes, there ought to be a national debate about who succeeds her.
Well, quickly, do you have any advice to your successor as religion writer at The Guardian?
Well, we've appointed a very interesting successor, a woman reporter called Riazat Butt, who, as you can tell from her name, is a Muslim, and she's the first Muslim correspondent of British national newspaper, and first Muslim religious correspondent of a British national newspaper. And I think she'll do a pretty good job, but she's got a very steep learning curve. But then a lot of 35-year-old reporters in this country have a steep learning job with religion, even if they were brought up as Christians.
Well, we wish her luck. Stephen Bates is a reporter for the British newspaper The Guardian, writing now mostly about the royals, after writing about religion from 2000 to 2007. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you very much, Robert. Have a good day.